Whether you're a Day 1, P1, or just found out about us, the ticket salutes you for 30 years or 30 minutes. We'll take it. And thanks. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, NFL, The Ticket.
Bob's World. F1.
Golf.
Bob's World.
All right, let's get into it.
It's brought to you by Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection. There you go.
We do have flip-flops on again.
Hispanic girls.
Don't think it's good for the back. But, yeah, let's get down to business. This week's Bob's World is actually an all-skate. Where yesterday, Sunday, watched the new 30 for 30 that dropped and then brought it to you guys. Because, let's be honest, they're not part of the show. They're not necessarily an important part of our the four food groups up here or anything like that. But they are part of our city, and they've been part of the dialogue on the station for quite a while. And so when 3030 dropped a DFW episode, I guess, about Dude Perfect, I wanted you guys to watch it.
Well, I mean, again, we promised that we would whenever they announced the lineup for 30 for 30.
Yeah, just, back at the beginning of the summer, they gave us the slate of 30 for 30s.
It snuck up on us.
It did sneak up on us, but there it was on Saturday night, and we finally watched it on Sunday. And
it's relatively short.
Found it reasonably entertaining, and off we went.
It's only an hour and 20 minutes.
Felt longer.
I'm going to... This is my promise to all the Dude Perfects out there. I'm going to rip off the veneer that I've had, the slimy veneer that I've had when talking about Dude Perfect in the past. I'm looking at this objectively as a documentary. And how did I... Did you get rid of that? Were you guys in there listening?
Yeah, we got it. I couldn't believe it for a second. I thought I misheard.
I thought maybe... Cornballs.
No. Yeah, you can't say
cornballs.
Yeah, you put aside all your biases and say, okay, let's view this from a objective lens. And yes, their story is amazing. Like, just that alone, that these dudes, and again, it's perfect timing. It's probably a lot like The Ticket, to be honest with you, as far as when it started.
Yeah.
What was going on at the time when it did start? And for us at The Ticket, you know, for those of us that were here at the near the very beginning, at least, it was in the middle of the cowboy dynasty. And
but also, and this is important, at the birth of sports radio nationally.
Yes. Yeah.
And so
you had those two perfect things combined.
So if the Cowboys dynasty and the birth of sports radio doesn't intersect, then The Ticket hits differently. But it all fell perfectly into place. And I think that's exactly right with Dude Perfect. And again, I will reference the book I've referenced as much as any in my life, which is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, that so much of success stories is out of your control and just sort of dumb luck that you benefit from being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
those computer guys, I don't think it was Steve Jobs, it was the other one, but they're at Michigan as 20-year-olds who aren't old enough to have a wife, but also aren't young enough to still be in high school. They got to college right when the computer was sitting right there in the library and nobody had time to even figure out what it did. And these two guys figured it out and they birthed the entire computing industry and become billionaires.
Yeah, I didn't know the origin story to that specific moment. I mean, I knew that they had an initial viral video that was them just making trick shots in the backyard of their house that they shared in College Station. But I didn't realize that they uploaded it just to show family and friends. And then overnight it went viral and they were getting calls from the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Yeah, Good Morning America.
Like that, overnight. It was that fast.
Yeah, and this was around 2008, 2009, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're all living in a house together, and they have, and again, I don't even know, I guess if you were around and you were of that age at that time, then that's kind of what you did, but you still had to have the initiative to, why don't we film this stuff? Because what happened was,
it's pre-smartphone, so you had to have a camcorder.
Yes, you had to have a camera, an actual camera to film all this stuff. And these dudes were all into sports. It's not like that they were great athletes or anything, but they were all into sports and they were all into stuff that we were all into in school.
But if I may say, they were into sports like we were, in the sense that they played in high school, but then quickly realized, well, my sports is over. So now we just goof around with balls, you know, at our dumb apartment or our dumb little house we
live
in.
Making up stuff.
We're not on.
We all did it.
We're not good enough to be on any teams, but we still love these games.
Right. We all did stuff like that. We all created games throughout our childhood, well into college. But they had the wherewithal, the foresight, whatever you want to call it, to be like, because one of them like went, was it school or in class, and the other three of them started doing trick shots, and the guy said, by the time I came home, they had already filmed and made like 10 of these shots. And I'm like, well, I want in. And so then they all start doing it. And then yes, they uploaded it. They filmed it and they uploaded it to YouTube. And in one day, they've got 1 million people that have seen whatever trick shot they're on Good Morning America. And then
Sports Center's like arguing if it's real. Oh, yeah. No, actually that was the next
one. Yeah,
next,
that was the Kyle Field one that everybody thought was doctored.
And then it's like, okay, well, can we do something else with this?
Now stop there. How many videos have gone viral in our society? And then the person is like, oh, I got famous. Okay.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah, the end. The trick is staying power, and that was kind of a recurring thing in the documentary, is they were talking about all the times where they were like, is this a business? Can we do this all the time? Because they had real jobs and they were doing it on the weekends and trying to cram in as many videos as they could in the can to then parse out over the next week.
I guess believing that it would take them somewhere, but not having any idea what that meant. And so they just would do a video and then get back to work and make another one and make another one. But really, there was
no such thing as viral videos at the time. That term wasn't even used back then.
No, probably not, but there was something that people are passing around on YouTube, like, you've got to see this link, like that was happening.
Barely.
So we probably didn't call it viral, but Girl Falls Down Pole was Dan's favorite, that for some reason I thought it was funny that a girl thought she was pole dancing with her clothes on, and then she ended up dumping on her forehead from, you know, 5 feet in the air and injuring herself. And I thought that was hilarious, and Dan thought, that's what you're using a computer for, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, old man.
That's kind of it. And so
that's what it's supposed to be used for.
So
people falling and hurting themselves.
They get out of college, and the weird part, after they do the Kyle Field trick where they make the shot from the third deck and people are arguing whether or not it's real or not, and you know, they're still doing videos or whatever, but like Dave said, this is the weird part, is that how many of them are there? 5 or 6?
Well, I mean, there's 5 that are in Dude Perfect.
Yeah,
there was the sixth guy who was the behind the camera guy who wanted to continue in school to be a doctor. And so he kind of, after graduation, was like, see you guys later, and ended up screwing himself out of millions.
You know what's weird, though?
See you idiots later. I'm going to get a real job. Good luck with your camcorder.
Right, which was the smart play. But the fact that, and I don't really understand this, every one of these guys, the second or before they got out of college, they were married.
Seemingly all at the same time.
Right at the same time. I'm like, what are you doing?
They're like, we got 13 kids. They're all under the age of 5.
Like for what? Real.
Did you guys all share a wedding?
Like, all of them get married, and they were like, yeah, our wives were like, no, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this anymore. Except for the one of those twins. So the two twins, Corey, Cody.
Kobe and Corey, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo, boo on the parents,
who
man.
Say?
But one of the twins was the only one who was single and did just, and you know, to be honest with you, I give so much credit to that kid because of the, of just the youthful ignorance of why not, why don't we just try this? Why don't we just at least give it a shot? And he kept telling the other ones, like, I didn't ask you to get married. I didn't ask you to buy a house. I didn't ask you to have a mortgage. I didn't ask you to get a real job. Why don't we do this and have fun? And he kind of kept it all together, kind of making fun of them. Like, why are you growing up so fast?
Let's have some fun.
Like, our whole, all we did in college was have fun. Why can't we keep doing that? And it's almost like those other dudes are like, well, nope, we have to set our watch to 8 a.m. in the morning and we have to get married and we have to have a child. Like, I'm like, dude, what are you people doing? I was so in the corner of that one dude that, why do you have to grow up so fast? And he kept them from doing that and made this business because of his stick-to-itiveness of just, you guys are crazy. I'm not the crazy one. You are. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And so, well, let's carry this over. Let's be friends with the clock here today. And keep talking about this because obviously it gets bigger and bigger and bigger to a point where they make a 30 for 30 about these dudes. I mean, even that is a little bit ridiculous. So a Bob's World carryover on the ticket.
The ticket.
A million-dollar house in Frisco up? That ain't got, that's one quarter percent. And they kept saying, yeah, we're going to put our house up. And Mark Cuban's on there going, don't do that. You're an idiot if you do that. Don't do that.
I would advise them not to.
I know. And, yeah. And I keep thinking to myself, too, watching that going, well, why are you doing any, why would you want to do this?
They're not going to do that. That is the boo-hoo. We're still pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. Oh, but Mr. Venture Capitalist wants to fund it all?
Yeah.
Mr. Bass Pro Shop wants to go in on this?
If any of the family members are listening right now, which I doubt they are, but if they did give us a shot, I would just say, what are you doing? Not about, you know, trying to get money from or mortgaging your house or whatever. What are you doing with this amusement park thing?
I would say,
what are you doing?
Yeah, they need to hit Cartman's four-point plan, right? What's the four-point plan
Is number four get out?
Well, you cash out and then bro down.
Yeah. That's what they need to do. Like, you can keep doing this. You can live your life and be incredibly happy
It's a content machine. They can now basically retire.
They don't have to
be the face anymore. They have a brand, and it can continue into perpetuity whether they are cranking out the videos or
they don't have to do anything.
They're just using user-generated content.
So why would you try to launch an amusement park?
Let's go over Cartman's four-point plan to business. Start up, check, right?
Yep.
Cash in.
Yep.
We got the valuation. Sell out.
They haven't done that yet.
No, and then bro down, which means literally whatever you want to do on a beach.
Can I summarize my thoughts really quick?
Yes.
Because I'm arguably their harshest critic on the show, just because I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, may I?
Sure.
You haven't, again, surrounded by sons watching this stuff for years has an effect on us too that it hasn't had on
you yet. Yeah. Yeah, I was not exposed to it outside of what are these clowns up to?
Yeah, we had a different way in, and it was a really fascinating time where they thought my kids, and I think maybe Corby's kids, thought the biggest celebrities in the world were these five guys, and it's really weird. It's a weird deal, but that's how kids see the world, and so that obviously puts them in a different view with us, but also the same view that I think most dads have of Dude Perfect is probably different than most who either have daughters or haven't had kids yet, right?
But they made me nuts.
Yeah, I know, but in a different way, right?
you at least
knew who they were.
Absolutely.
Well, two things that drove me crazy in the doc is, one, at the beginning, they're asking the question, are these guys professional athletes? That was asinine.
Of course they're
not. The dumbest thing ever.
They're doing bits.
And two, they were asking, I totally pulled a Travis and I forgot.
You forgot number two?
I forgot number two.
Well, I will tell you, as you try to think about that.
Always write down number two.
In April of this year.
Again.
Cash in. That's right.
In April of this year, this is from Variety. Dude Perfect, the five-member comedy and sports YouTube creator, hauled in more than $100 million in growth capital from private investment firm Highmount Capital, which they plan to use to flex their brand well beyond online videos. This is their seed money for their amusement park.
Yeah, I think we had that on E! News or Community Quick at
some point. So they do have, at least a couple of months ago at least, the money to fund this thing.
That reminds me, though, of my second thing that bothered me, is their definition, their brand is sports comedy. Like, I don't find anything that they do funny. Like you said, it's just that they're very enthusiastic.
Yes.
Like, that they're
not funny.
They're laughing at each other, but I never cracked a smile one time in that whole thing. I never heard any of them say anything funny in that 90 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what's funny about it either. It's just...
I mean, I guess it's funny to a 10-year-old.
Is it funny like the Globetrotters, though?
I guess so. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, hitting a golf ball with a hot dog, that's funny, I guess.
It's kids funny.
But on the positive side, here's what I'm going to say. What I took away from it is, one, and I don't know that they saw this as a niche initially, but it's what they ultimately filled is they are like the Christian Jackass. Like, that they took...
That's a really good comp.
Actually really good.
They took that formula of a bunch of best friends doing jackass things, but they put it through that...
Safe for the whole family
that
thing.
Family-friendly filter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know
and that's freaking brilliant. And the fact that, and you've touched on it, both of you, their determination, not only for the individual stunts and the individual shoots, but just the stick-to-itiveness of, there were so many times where they could have quit or they could have turned back at a roadblock and they kept going forward.
Yeah.
And they made this impossible dream. I mean, it's the longest shot or whatever is the name of the thing. And it's true. They turned this stupid idea into
their life,
a mega brand.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I didn't know that it was faith oriented. I had no idea.
Well, partly because it's not front and center at all times. You know, it's kind of like, this is who we are, but it's not what we're presenting at all
times. It's not like they're the power team where they are doing these stunts for Christ.
But like on their website, it says, we're about giving back, spreading joy, and glorifying Jesus Christ. I had no idea.
The hard line. Your mind.
Yeah, because you think you're never, ever going to do it.
We can go home now. We actually did it. Like, and that's the other thing about staying together. And I even think about this when I was reading the U2 book and just all this stuff, is the guys who do stay together, and believe it or not, radio shows. If you can work every day and work under the pressure of getting results or else and not punch each other, that's actually fairly rare, because I don't think men are meant to sort of be in this close quarters day after day, year after year with each other. But entertainment does kind of bring that bond.
And I think their type of entertainment, too, would put undue stress on you that we don't have.
And the wives would all be hating each other.
Yeah.
His dad was their agent? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Like, it all sounded like one big argument waiting to happen.
And like the main guy, which everybody knows the main guy, Tyler. If you don't even know anything about Dude Perfect, you know the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
What high school did he quarterback at up here?
No idea.
I feel like Prosper-ish. Somewhere up there, I believe.
They mentioned a small town high school.
Yeah, and he was a dude, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that guy, because he is the face and he is the voice, every time you see him, he has to do the interviews, he has to do everything, he has to be on at all times. And after watching that documentary, you can say unequivocally, he's beaten by it. He's beaten by being the dude of Dude Perfect.
Right. And all the other guys admit that they're glad they're not him.
Yes. And I think
But they also get it's like Bono. Like, Bono's going to have the exact same financial cut as Adam or Larry, but he's going to have to do 300 times the work. And everybody knows it, right?
Yep.
Probably so. But this guy.
But that's how you don't get divorced, right?
Yeah. Probably. This guy, though, he's so calm when he's doing normal interviews like he did for this documentary. And then when the light turns on, it's like he's a different human. And I can tell, you can tell, he's thrashed by it. He really is. And I give him a lot of credit for doing what he does. Okay, we're going on tour and we have to play in front of 5,000 8-year-olds. Like that, dude, you start to get older and you're like, what am I doing? What are we doing here? Like, I'm catering to second graders. That's my audience now.
This is what I dreamed of.
Yes. And
62 dates of this.
It ain't easy, man. And the fact that that guy does it with a smile on his face, or did it, you know, I don't know if they're still touring or whatever, but the fact that he does that with the type of attitude that he does have on stage, I give him a lot of credit, because there is no doubt watching that documentary, I think honestly, they're all kind of done with that side of Dude Perfect. Like, reach a finality.
No, I think that's right. But I also think they're at this cool point where they can literally do any bit with any celebrity in the world, because those celebrities have kids who have watched Dude Perfect, who think it's kind of cool that their dad gets to hang out with the guys on their YouTube.
Well, so, and like John Rahm is like, I know what this can do for me.
Selfishly.
Yeah.
He's like, I respect them because selfishly I know that if I go make a putt,
with a hot dog,
then I'm going to get 50 million likes or views or whatever, and kids are going to know who I am.
Like, Luca used it to start up his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Luca did not have a YouTube channel, said, I need one. How will I start it up? Oh, I need to get Dude Perfect to help me launch it by doing a bit with them. And then he had a million the YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, their valuation is $400 million. I'm sure individually, you know, like on paper right now, they've each got 20, 30, 40 million in the bank, right? I mean,
I don't have any.
I would assume.
Probably,
that.
I hope so.
I would assume that they all do. But then that.
I still don't fully understand the finances.
No, right? But then that led to, let's just cut checks from YouTube. You just keep getting them. Depending on how many people are subscribed to you and how many views you get and all that. But as Dave said in our Slack channel earlier today, the last, outside of making, trying to make that shot in Las Vegas, a lot of it, the end of it was about, okay.
Like, what's next?
We're pivoting now to this theme park, which a year ago we heard about this theme park, maybe more, that they're trying to secure land. I still don't know if they ever did. Land, funding, fundraising, all of it to build this.
It was kind of like a promo video.
Yeah. $100 million entertainment center, or whatever you want to call it. Amusement park. A Dude Perfect amusement park. When, in theory, it sounds absolutely insane. And individually, they would talk about, like, well, if we do this, we don't have enough money. We're going to have to put our house up as collateral. And I'm like, how many houses do you have? Because putting a $1 million house in Frisco up, that's one quarter percent. And they kept saying, yeah, we're going to have to put our house up. And Mark Cuban's on there going, don't do that. You're an idiot if you do that. Don't do that.
I would advise him not to.
I know. And I keep thinking to myself too, watching that going, why would you want to do this?
They're not going to do that. That is the boohoo. We're still pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. Oh, but Mr. Venture Capitalist wants to fund it all?
Yeah.
Mr. Bass Pro Shop wants to go in on this?
If any of the family members are listening right now, which I doubt they are, but if they did give us a shot, I would just say, what are you doing? Not about, you know, trying to get money from or mortgaging your house or whatever. What are you doing with this amusement park thing?
I would say,
what are you doing?
Yeah, they need to hit Cartman's 4-point plan, right? What's the 4-point plan?
Is number 4 get out?
You cash out and then bro down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. Like, you can keep doing this. You can live your life and be incredibly happy
It's a content machine. They can now basically retire.
They don't have
to be the face anymore. They have a brand and it can continue into perpetuity, whether they are cranking out the videos or
they don't have to do anything.
They're just using user generated content.
So why would you try to launch an amusement park?
Let's go over Cartman's 4-point plan.
Okay.
To business. Start up, check, right?
Yep.
Cash in.
Yep.
We got the valuation. Sell out.
They haven't done that yet.
No, and then bro down, which means literally whatever you want to do on a beach.
Can I summarize my thoughts really quick?
Yes.
Because I'm arguably I'm their harshest critic on the show, just because I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, may I?
Sure.
You haven't, again, surrounded by sons watching this stuff for years has an effect on us too that it hasn't had on
right.
you yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not exposed to it outside of
we had a different,
what are these clowns up to?
Yeah, we had a different way in, and it was a really fascinating time where they thought my kids, and I think maybe Corby's kids, thought the biggest celebrities in the world were these five guys, and it's really weird. It's a weird deal, but that's how kids see the world, and so that obviously puts them in a different view with us, but also the same view that I think most dads have of Dude Perfect is probably different than most who either have daughters or haven't had kids yet, right?
But they made me nuts.
Yeah, I know, but in a different way, right?
you at least
knew who they were.
Absolutely.
Well, two things that drove me crazy in the doc is, one, at the beginning, they're asking the question, are these guys professional athletes? That was asinine.
Of course they're
not. The dumbest thing ever.
They're doing bits.
And two, they were asking, I totally pulled a Travis and I forgot.
You forgot number two?
I forgot number two.
Well, I will tell you, as you try to think about that.
Always write down number two.
In April of this year.
Cash in. That's right.
In April of this year, this is from Variety. Dude Perfect, the five-member comedy and sports YouTube creator, hauled in more than $100 million in growth capital from private investment firm Highmount Capital, which they plan to use to flex their brand well beyond online videos. This is their seed money for their amusement park.
Yeah, I think we had that on E-News or Community Quick.
So they do have, at least a couple of months ago at least, the money to fund this thing.
That reminds me, though, of my second thing that bothered me, is their definition, their brand is sports comedy. Like, I don't find anything that they do funny. Like you said, it's just that they're very enthusiastic.
Yes.
Like that they're
not funny.
They're laughing at each other, but I never cracked a smile one time in that whole thing. I never heard any of them say anything funny in that 90 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what's funny about it either. It's just...
I mean, I guess it's funny to a 10-year-old.
Is it funny like the Globetrotters, though?
I guess so. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, hitting a golf ball with a hot dog. That's funny, I guess.
It's kids funny.
But on the positive side, here's what I'm going to say. What I took away from it is, one, and I don't know that they saw this as a niche initially, but it's what they ultimately filled is they are like the Christian Jackass. Like that they took...
That's a really good comp.
That's actually really good.
They took that formula of a bunch of best friends doing Jackass things, but they put it through that...
Safe for the whole family
thing. Family-friendly filter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know
that. That's freaking brilliant. And the fact that, and you've touched on it, both of you, their determination, not only for the individual stunts and the individual shoots, but just the stick-to-itiveness of, there were so many times where they could have quit or they could have turned back at a roadblock and they kept going forward.
Yeah.
And they made this impossible dream. I mean, it's the longest shot or whatever is the name of the thing. And it's true. They turned this stupid idea into
their life,
a mega brand.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I didn't know that it was faith oriented. I had no idea.
Well, partly because it's not front and center at all times. You know, it's kind of like, this is who we are, but it's not what we're presenting it
right.
all
yeah,
times.
It's not like they're the power team where they are,
no,
they are doing these stunts for Christ.
But right. Like on their website, it says, we're about giving back, spreading joy, and glorifying Jesus Christ. I had no idea.
The hard line.